Time now for the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Anthony Valadez is back with us today. He's a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica. Anthony, welcome back.
Thanks, Jeremy. It's great to be back.
It's great to have you. And let's get right to the music with Toronto duo Majid Jordan. This is the song Forever.
Can't stop the way that you make me feel. Something about this just feels so
I almost forgot. If Anthony Valadez is back, then the party is back. Anthony, tell us what we should know about Majid Jordan.
It's party time. Majid Jordan out of Toronto. They're best known for their recent collaboration with Drake on the song Hold On, We're Going Home, which has been all over the radio. But these guys are kind of under the radar. And what I love about them is this song specifically is it's a dance song. But the rest of the stuff on their recently released EP is kind of ballads and mellow. And I love how they explore different sounds. It's not just an entire EP with boom, 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 boom. But it's like, let's try this, let's try that. And that's what these guys are doing. They're very soulful. And I feel like they represent a lot of what's happening in Toronto. There's this whole great soul movement going on. And they're very open-minded. So Majid Jordan definitely represents that.
Well, and you mentioned the Drake song, Hold On, We're Going Home. We've got that for people who don't remember exactly what that is. Here it is.
Just hold on.
I can hear their influence right there.
Totally. And what I love is that these guys are influencing pop sounds. And you see a lot of that. You know, there are a lot of under-the-radar artists that are influencing these major pop stars. And Majid Jordan is a part of that.
Okay, you also wanted us to hear the singer Nick Hakim. This is his song, Cold.
You chill everything that you see. You chill the nerves that live in me. With your eyes, they never lie. Deep as the ocean, cold like the sea.
There's almost a John Legend quality to that.
There is, but also it reminds me of just listening to music on a rainy day. And I imagine when Nick Hakim recorded this EP, it was probably cold. He's a singer-songwriter out of Brooklyn. So I imagine that the heater didn't work and there's this somberness. But I'm probably wrong. It was probably a hot day in Brooklyn and the AC was fine. But this whole entire EP is very melodic, melancholy, cold. Coincidentally, what the title of that song is called. And very soulful, and it hits you. You know, you listen to it, and you're like, wow, it takes you in, and it's beautiful.
She's not for coming back to me. She's not for coming back to me. Oh, she's
okay, well, moving right along to Silk Roads and the song Pains.
But it's over. I can finally see that all things must change and remain. It's the same refrain.
That's a very interesting sound. There's a part of me that is hearing something really retro, and another part of me that is thinking of what Color Me Bad or something like that.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I did. I just brought up Color Me Bad on NPR.
I love those guys. That was great. Silk Roads, they're amazing. I think they were based out of Baltimore, got a record deal with L.A. record label Stone's Throw, moved to L.A. And you're right. I think you nailed it. There's kind of a Sly Stone 70s vintage soulful feel. And these guys as well are very experimental. And if you listen, or they're yet to release an EP or an album, but I have some music from them, and it's all over the place. And what I love, too, and appreciate about their music is that it's very stripped down. There's not too much of this, not too much of that. It all works together. It's minimal. It's to the point, and it's amazing. But how great is this song? I mean, it hits me pretty hard.
Oh, yeah. Well, when I say that, by the way, I say that in the nicest way possible. I think it sounds great.
Oh, I love Color Me Bad. What are you talking about? You okay, don't have to defend yourself when you talk about those guys.
Okay, good. Just wanted to make sure.
I want to sex you up. I mean, come on. How great was that?
Anthony, we have time for one more. This is Liam Bailey with Stun Me.
I need to know this, my love. I need to understand the meaning of your words. I need to know you when you're alone. I need to pull the stars around and draw you close.
What should we know about Liam Bailey?
Oh, man. You know, I was able to strike up a friendship with Liam Bailey over the years, and he had this amazing record that got shelved. It never came out, and I would get phone calls from him drunk in London, and he was frustrated. But he took all this frustration, and he recorded this amazing album that's dropping in August, and it's produced by Salaam Remy, who's produced for the likes of Amy Winehouse, Nas, The Fugees, Leon Le Havas, and it's gorgeous. It's stunning. I'm excited about it, and I'm not biased. I was kind of like, okay, what are we gonna listen to? It's going to be frustrated Liam Bailey, and it's beautiful, beginning to end. I love this song specifically so much.
Look how he's done me now. Look how he's done me now. Look how he's done me now. Stunned me now. I only want to turn the clock back on the wall. I only want to see your coat back in the hall. Find I dreamt it all. I only want you. I only want you.
When we read in an interview with the British publication The Independent that Liam Bailey was once told by a record industry executive that because he was black, he should do only soul and reggae. He said he didn't want to be known for just those styles, so he didn't listen to that person.
He's definitely out of he's the kind of artist that's very much out of the box. He loves to react and kind of create based on his gut. And the album is all over the place. There's rock, there's psychedelic rock, there is reggae, there is soul. And each song is like a journey. You don't know what you're going to get. And that's Liam Bailey.
Anthony Valadez, DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica. Thanks as always, Anthony.
Thanks, man. Color Me Bad forever.
There you go. There you go. You can hear all the DJ session picks, including this one, probably on our Spotify playlist. That is on Spotify. Just search for NPR Here and Now or go to hereandnow.org. We're a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Here and Now.